made this. That information is misleading. It refers to Marcus Agrippa, who was a great Roman general and the son-in-law of the first emperor, Augustus. Agrippa built a temple here and some baths, which we'll see later. It was the emperor Hadrian, who lived about 100 years later, who built the structure that you see before you now. Hadrian was a Renaissance man, a philosopher, a warrior, an emperor, and a brilliant engineer, and an excellent architect, as you will see when we go inside. Although the name Pantheon means all the gods, it is not necessarily true that this building was used as a temple to all the gods. We know that Hadrian held court here, and apparently this building was quite an obsession for the emperor. An accomplished architect, he also designed his incredible villa outside of town, which you should go visit if you can. One of the reasons the Pantheon has survived so long and so well is that in the year 608 AD, the Byzantine Emperor Phocas made a gift to the church of this building. Otherwise, like many of the ancient buildings of Rome, it would probably have been used as a quarry and pillaged for its marble, gold, and bronze. This is not to say that it wasn't. All of that stuff was taken out of here too, but the integrity of the Pantheon remains intact. So, in a roundabout way, we have the church to thank for the survival of this ancient building by making the Pantheon, a Roman temple possibly to all the gods, a church in the 7th century, and that's why we still see it today. Now let's proceed onto the portico or porch. You must imagine that at the time this temple was built, the ground level of Rome was 30 feet lower than it is now. So the Pantheon stood at the top of a long, wide set of steps. And this square portico looks pretty traditional and is not very shocking if you see it from below. But of course, when we go inside, you'll see just how different this building is. The enormous columns of this portico, which is a favorite spot for people trying to duck out of the rain, came from Africa, red and gray granite, most from a single piece of stone. And you'll see some remains of square holes, if you will, in the columns, because for many centuries there was a market here, and the wooden poles that held up the covers or awnings of the various stalls were strung up in between here. So sacred? Not exactly. Let's walk through the portico on the way to the doors, looking up and you'll see the wooden ceiling. What was here before was bronze, but it was melted down by the Barberini popes in order to give the artist Bernini some bronze to work with to make the canopy or the baldacchino in the altar of St. Peter's in the Vatican. This was in the 17th century. There's an expression in Italian, what the barbarians didn't steal, the Barberinis did. Because here was this magnificent building, a church in its own right, and they took the bronze out of this instead of going and getting their own. This entire building, the Pantheon, was once covered with marble inside and out. The red brick exterior that you see now, of course, would have been covered in marble, but that too was pried off and reused. Notice the bronze doors as